We go to our hotline, and joining us now is New Orleans Saints quarterback, future Hall of Famer, Drew Brees. And Drew, we thank you for your time. We do want to talk with you about the Saints and the Browns and Baker Mayfield, but you now have a Northeast Ohio connection as this youth football program you are heading up called Football in America is coming to Northeast Ohio at the Caps Fieldhouse in Valley View. Tell us a little bit about FNA.
But basically, it's a co-ed K through 8th grade flag football league. You know, as we began to look at the landscape in regards to youth football, we felt like there was really not a great flag football option for parents that didn't feel comfortable with their kids playing tackle. And listen, I'm one of those parents. You know, I've got four small kids. My boys are age 9, 7, and 5, and my little girl is 3. And, you know, I grew up playing flag football all the way until my freshman year of high school. That was the first time I put on pads. And some of my greatest experiences and greatest exposure to football as a kid was through flag football. And I felt like it helped develop me and get me ready for the tackle football game in high school. So I come at it from three different ways. I come at it from a guy who played flag football as a kid and really enjoyed it, to also being a parent of kids who love football and want to play. And also, I'm a coach. I coach all my kids, even during the fall. So we felt like as we looked at the flag football landscape across the country, you know, it was very fractured. There was really no standard or uniformity to the way kids were playing flag football or the way that those were structured. So we felt like there was an opportunity to put together what we feel like can be the best flag football league in the country.
So flag football is coming to Northeast Ohio at Cabs Fieldhouse in Valley View. And Drew, a lot of this is your love for the game of football in itself, isn't it?
Well, first, let me say this in regards to, you know, the safety and concussions and injuries and that kind of thing. You know, it's every parent's decision whether they would want their kid to play tackle football or allow them to play tackle or not. And I think what we're doing is we're not adversarial with tackle football, tackle football. I mean, listen, I play tackle football for a living, you know, but I think there is an appropriate age at which you should play it. You know, I probably wouldn't let my kids play tackle until middle school. You know, I love the game of football. I think it's one of the greatest games there is in regards to teaching kids a lot of life skills too. It's the ultimate team game to get that many people on the same page to, you know, strive for one goal, you know. And So you learn about hard work and teamwork and, you know, perseverance and overcoming adversity and, you know, sportsmanship and just so many elements that are great life skills. And so I don't want kids to not have the opportunity to play the game of football because they feel like tackle is the only option. It's not the only option. We're trying to create another option, a very, very good option with football in America.
Drew, while we have you with us today, what are your thoughts about Baker Mayfield?
You know, I've never met him before, but just from watching him at Oklahoma, I was very, very impressed with what he was able to accomplish, especially this year. Really impressed with his career. I love the journey that he's traveled to get to where he is. You know, he's from close to where I'm from. I'm from Austin. I went to Westlake. He went to Lake Travis. But, you know, he goes to Texas Tech and ends up leaving there, walking on at Oklahoma, earning the starting job, being a 3-year starter, winning a ton of games for them, and obviously getting them in a position to make a run at the national championship last year. So just all of that, I recognize the chip on his shoulder. You know, that's something that I think many of the greats have. You know, you have to have. You know, you always got to feel like there's something to prove. For a guy who's, you know, been a walk-on, who's had to earn everything along the way, you know, you just develop that mentality, and that serves you well no matter what you do in life. So, obviously, there's high expectations for him. By all accounts, it seems like he's handled everything very well, just from the sound bites that I've seen and that kind of thing. Once you make it in the NFL, that's a journey as well. You know, it's definitely a learning experience, especially as a quarterback. You know, there's just so much to take on and so much to learn. But Tyrod Taylor, I think, will be a good influence for him. You know, a guy who's been a veteran, you know, started a bunch of games, you know, coming over from Buffalo as a starter. So I think he's in a very good position.
And Drew, obviously you've overcome the, quote, lack of prototypical quarterback height. Well, what's the biggest challenge you'll have in that regard?
None. Okay. None. He just needs to be himself. Mm-hmm. That's all. That's because look at it like this. Guys that are 6 feet and under, you know, which I call it the 6 foot and under club. If you're 6 foot and under, you don't know any different. You don't know what it's like to be 6'5" or 6'4". I don't know what I'm missing. But I feel like there's things that I can do that those guys can't, you know, that maybe I have to fight a little bit harder to find throwing lanes or throwing windows and that kind of thing. But that's how I'm wired. That's what I've had to do to survive for 25 years playing the quarterback position, you know? So It's just, you just deal with it.
Well, Drew, you've done much more than survive. Thanks for your time today. We'll see you for week two when the Browns head to New Orleans. Thanks again. And again, it's football in America, flag football. You can go to FNA.com. We'll have the link at WTAM.com for more information. They'll start play August 17th at Caps Fieldhouse in Valley View.